positive and like great work. I never know the world. So what's the stress of a problem? If you do what the stress of a problem is, the moment is present. That's an object not present. Various used to tell a problem of America soon. Something is special. You usually it's broken in the south. Here's the south and the local. So we're assuming that one of the special. Either the Marcus or the Marcus, not both. But if we couldn't, we probably could maybe see Marcus as special. The Lamed Hay knocks that out. Must be the moment is special. If the moment is special, then even wipe out your Marcus. That's the Marcus not special. Various used to tell a call of America soon. Something is special. Usually it's local in the south. Here's the south and the local. So we're assuming that one of them is special. Either the Marcus or the Mountain, not both. But if we couldn't, we probably could maybe see Marcus as special. The Lamed Hay knocks that out. Must be the Mountain is special. If the Mountain is special, then even wipe out your Marcus and Yom Kippur. That's logic. Yeah. That's a dope, but maybe it's not straight, I hope it's one of mine. All we know is that novels, novels that follow these are novels, so don't grant me a cup. Okay? You could say that, not arguing that. But we'd like to assume, Ram had a logical mind, a philosopher, and I felt that, you know, it's either a characteristic of the novel or a characteristic of the novel. That's a walk and stuff, you know, with the job. He wanted to put it in a logical category. You did? That's what the type of stuff is. Before we leave the topic, I have to mention one other shot in the Ramadan. It's an amazing shot. Ramadan's lesson is, I'll read it to you again, because it's a very nice time to forget the lesson of Ramadan. I'm playing out of time early, so. Ramadan says, I'm told about the mayor of the Yom Kippur, my feelings are made in Tzai of the Tashlumin. Ah, I call him a student, Marcus, local end of the Shalem. That's usually. But over here, the Pharisees will tell us all about the other Tashlumin. There are two to use. I'd like to suggest that he is in this one. The Rambam never said the Pharisees. He doesn't get Malcolm. He gets through the Shalem for an hour, but he gets Malcolm. Of course, he says the Pharisees, local end of the Shalem. Of course, here, he's the Shalem, he's Vena local. That's how tell that he's. Everyone would normally read it out now. This is just maybe not. Maybe not. Why? But the question becomes, this halacha, the kol of a chavero is the salim and a local. What kind of din is this? Is it a din that we call kaveri shasa? What's kaveri shasa mean? You can't give twice. You can't give two punishments. So then the question becomes, you can't give two. Which one do you give? Oh, that's a filter. Usually we say you call the yoke a local and a salim. Here's an exception. That's the traditional, conventional wisdom. The Brahman thinks may have a different mahalak entirely. Some perhaps learn that Kovu Bakaveh was called a lav hanitan tashlum. It's a whole new category of love. Like you have lav it isn't, I call it Mrs. Bezin. There's also lav it isn't, tashlum. A new category of love. A new category. The new category of love, but the bit is, this category of love is no mountain. There's no mountain for love, Shadid and Nazareth, which is Bezin. There's Machal Shabbat, there's no mountain. Why not? Because Machal Yadav is mountain, it's kind of home of Shabbat. No! There's a love, and it's Nazareth, which is Bezin. This love is used up to give a new Bezin, you don't give a guy mountain for it. So, so too is another category. Called lav and it's not such lumen. This lav is quote unquote used up to make the guy pay. It's only for payment, not for mouth. If that's the case, you can just stop. The Rambam says that a person who's called the Havero, the other people, he is the shalom. This tashlomi is simply the punishment for the Easter of Kabbalah. So one of them, really, the truth is, The reason you get that is not because you can't get malchus and money. No. Rather, this lav is made for the purpose of giving it to your money. Therefore, the karma gets easy. What will happen? Give an example. The person at the same time eats chazer and the veiler. Now, at the exact same time, we put two kazetim into his mouth. Whoop. Swallow both down together. What happens? You say, ain't a loka, a loka? No. You don't have much to learn the Mishnah. Yes, okal achila achas. Right? How many do you get? Woo. You get a whole bunch of lava at the same time. Right? A whole bunch of malchias. How can that be? How's it coming to the rabbi in it? That's fine. The man did two aveiros. He got two times malchias. Right? Here's two. The person did two aveiros, two lava. He did two lava, but for one lava, he gets the fourth malchias. That's it. And for the other lav, he gets the punishment for the other lav. What is that punishment for the lav? Tashlumin. See, usually when we talk about tashlumin is considered a punishment for a lav. You have got break your window. That's not tashlumin. Punishment for a lav, so I have to pay for the window. No. No. But I'm not even sure why I can't break your window. Why I may not want to break your window. The whole shadow told me. But why, I'll pay it tomorrow. I'll pay it today. Yes. Pay $10, I'm breaking your window. You simply can't do it. You may not do it. Question, why? That's not clear. That's a perish of law. Basically, who is the question? So here, by the case of Chavala, the perish of law.
Loyal.
And the punishment given is the perish of law, and also the perish. You got to pay the perish of the law. The mailer, you don't say in the trouble of the law, and the law of the law. Because you're getting punished too loud, like agent to the fact of the mailer. Can't do it. You saw it in Shifra and Chavala. So then you get 80 balkans, 78 balkans, whatever, and here you get balkans, you pay the money. The whole thing of the shalim and the locus, that's a pshat, because today we're so, you know, you can't get two, so usually you get one in the balkans, here you get one every month. No, different than that, you only have moments, whatever it is, the kabbalah. So that's all, it's only Chavala. It's not you're not paying it, that's because of the Rabbi Minei. That's because of the day we show. No! It's because of the Lav, it isn't the Tashlumin. But that's the case that has no impact at all on the case of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you can get mouths to Yom Kippur. And the Chavala, you have the punishment of Chavala. Where is the punishment of Chavala? Well, it happens to be with the Lav and it's not the Tashlumin. In such a circumstance, you would not apply the principle of Kamala B'Yamani. That's a Kiddush bull, not the simple shot. But because it's a big Kiddush, I want to remind you of it. It's Kaibar Zanzi Shah. Today we shall so. Today we shall so. I'm sorry? See, Rambam, he suggests. Right. So therefore, the case of Kol of Yom Kippur is like this. Person does two averus, so Kippur and Chavala. He gets punished for both averus. He gets punished for the avera of Yom Kippur. He gets punished for the avera of Chavala. So the Chavala happens to be money. That's not included in the category of what we call common ravna of the avera. No, the avera also means that if you're being punished, malchus, right, for whatever your avera did, at the same time you cause damage. Right? I broke the window, or car, Shiroi, whatever the case may be. Ain't a local Mishalim. Right? Ain't a local Mishalim. Right? But he was saying that Chavala is a special case. Because Chavala, the Tashlumin is that if you highlight his expression, Bitcoin Malcolm. But the fairest use of the Tashlumin means the Lama, Nishma Tashlumin, a new category. Like a Lama, Nishma Tashlumin is better. So the lab exhausts itself, uses itself up to make you pay, to get you killed in the other case, as opposed to give you a mouth. So therefore, if you are guilty of eating of Kavala and Kippur, right? You owe your Vala and Kippur, you're also While they live Chavola, they get punished for both. What are the two punishments? Punishment for Malchus of the first Yom Kippur, and the punishment of a woman who's laughing at such women for Chavola. It's not comparable to all the cases we have in the Gemara where there's a fear of Malchus or Misa for an Avoda. At the same time, it's a payment. Not a payment because it's a payment. How should I put it? Bimkom Malchus. If you break a window, that's heavy, that's not good for Malchus. Zicha, no one argues that. Everything, that proves my point. What would you say? That was a trick on the Rambam. What would they say if I was on Kippur to be the Chavala Pachos for Shalom Kippur? Good, it's very good, help me out. Thank you. You said it better than me. The Chamila Yosef Nikula. No, what do you say after? A guy hits the guy, a real stutter, and a kipper hits the guy, Carl Fawkins is never proof. And he got slishy, and he got revi, whatever that's going to cause the dispute. What happened to the guy like that? Two monsters, no question about it. No question, I mean, you can't argue with that, no? Malchus got a kipper, and Malchus got a no doubt about it. No comment with Robin and that. Like Kazer and the Baylor. No comment there either. But here, once it's more than a Shavu Pruta, so that fact that he's getting Tashlumin is in effect been coming out now because it's not a Shavu Pruta. He also comes out there. You punish a guy for each one of the separate Averis. You have to get rid of my ball. One of the conventional wisdom. Not a rabbin is the best movement. Many of you some don't deny that the whole category of rabbin is the best movement. So why do you only get, come on, why do you only get mama and amalka to amalka and amalka? Why? Today we sell so. Right? Today we sell so. So then if that's the case, when it comes to amalka to Yom Kippur, when you hear the guy Yom Kippur, you're forced to take a choice. Either you give him Yom Kippur, amalka, and you don't pay for the Chavola, or you pay for the Chavola and you don't get Malchus and Kippur. That was what we were discussing earlier. Yeah, but Alpha PK, according to what we call the conventional wisdom, the Tashi. It's true, it's two separate lives. But on the law, according to the simple interpretation, not like the fancy travel, you just said. For the simple interpretation, the law of Chavola gives you Malchus and it's called like the Shavakuta. If it's more than Shavakuta, why do you pay? Because you break a window. There's no law to break a window. There's no limit on the favorite of the law. You pay. There too. I broke a guy's foot. I pay. Then you can sit and go right to the home and you're out of you pay. I imagine it would be over the law, even more than Shavu Pruta, but in terms of the punishment, I would have to put it, the punishment of paying in the case of more than Shavu Pruta is not law directed. It's like breaking a window. That's what I think is driving. Well, let me put it in this, yeah? Sure. Rabban's a whole bunch of cases. Zayla. Zayla, it's the Rambam. If I steal your shirt, and then I have to allow this to say, I gotta pay back the shirt. I burn the shirt, gotta pay you. Why? Wow, I didn't really touch the woman. Look, I don't have the number of other lab experiments that I've carried in. Okay? Fine. Yes. You want to call it, but the bottom line is you get Malchus. Bottom line. It's a marriage, the favor. Call it. Havala, call it, you get Malchus. Havala, call it, you get Malchus. Okay, I think enough time to spend on this. I want to move on, if you don't mind. Turn the page. We'll have a page and a page. It's the first page we turn the page. Yes. Lav, I need to know Gona v'tovach v'shabbos. The Shabbos, what? Shabbat. Rabota. The Gemara says over here on Avraham Beis and the Beis a very important line taken from the Sefer Mach. Let's read together. It's really a Mishnah Mach. It's about the halfway on the wide lines on Beis and the Beis. The Eden Ano is this Ploni Shechayav Lechaver Messiah Zuz within the Zolomim Lokin u'mishalmin. So Hashem may be on the day Makkos may be on the day Shlomo did Rabbi Meir. It's a famous of Meir that a person who says about a friend who cried through his butt, Lokin u'mishalmin. Why Lokin u'mishalmin? Lokin u'mishalmin lost down there. And Mishalmin what? On Kasher Zoma. Right? That's Lo Hashem. As Rashi explains, the Shnei Shemit. Right? What is Lost Dan and what is Kasha Zama? The Chachamim Omrim? Call a Mishalim in a Loka. The Mishalim is not Loka. The boy asked, name is called Loka and a Mishalim. Why did you forget to give a mouth and not enough money? No, the Pharaoh can destroy his double with a spoon. That's the Sugis of the Mom. The Tulsus is wondering, what exactly does it mean to Lo Hashem, etc.? What does that mean? The Rashi going to come to two different sukkim. Two different sukkim. Folks don't like it too much. And to read, in part of his reputation, the Rashi was the following statement. They knew the read. Fourth one goes, Lo mitzabesh lo yuchayov in noman umalkos tuchay agavno, kevin shirotu lechayvo shneim. The person wants to make somebody try to pick. For example, what's the case there? To go. Sheidu alecha shehoti shem ralisho. The boy and the chai of a moment of Malkus. The Rashi wanted to suggest aim over the Shama. The reason it's not true. The person says that somebody was both the shem ralisho. The reason says he would in fact be chai of moment and Malkus. What is the both the shem ralisho chai? The real honest to goodness was. A real dishonest to goodness was to say, what's the chayav? Mamun u'malkus, right? What does it say? It says, once the Yisro also, who wants to also make a kesef, plus the Pharisees, get mamun u'malkus. The Tosfos, if that's the case, it's not the stabim that the Edom who say about him as the most Hashemah should not get mamun u'malkus. Major question. The reason they should is to get mamun u'malkus. Major question. Did Tosfos say it only according to Rabbi Meir? Don't get the whole different mouth of Shalom Hashem of the words of Rabbi Meir. Or does Tosfos mean it, to give the expression, honest to goodness? Tosfos means that even if it's called a repast like Rabbana and the Chachamim, it's still that way. Came to Russell the Chayvel Snare. Is the Reed saying it for real? Reed must be real? Or is the Reed saying only going to every mayor? We don't pass it. It's the way we pass it to every mayor. That's the question. Oh, according to Chachamim, maybe you would not get both. The Reed says that in fact, what? You get both. Not necessarily you shouldn't get both. You should get both. Came to Russell the Chayvel Snare. That's what he said. You do get both. That's the question. The Reed says that if the Tosfos is like a mayor, if you say that someone's on the Shemah, you get both. Does the Reed mean it only according to the mayor? Or does he mean it even the halacha? That's the... Does the Reed mean that even according to the Shemah, you get both? Or does he say, no, when a mayor gets both, the Shemah would not get both. The Reed said you get both. Is his comment limited to every mayor? Or does he mean he gets both for Chol HaDeir? That's the question. No, one more time. It's all good? It's the machlokas of a mayor and the chachamim here in our gemara. Take it from the mishnah, Makos Avdal. Right, a mayor says every eight zolim gets it twice. Losana kashu zolim. Oh, the two different things. And the chacham disagrees. Tosfos says the fee of the mayor that the Tosfos is going according to. It's not mistabed if I say about a person who's multi shemra. Now I'm excited that I shouldn't get both. I should in fact get both. I do in fact get both. That's what he said. I get both. If I wanted to quote him both, I get both. Boomerangs back to me both and together. A big boomerang. Hello? Yeah? The question of the card. If I get this big boomerang, according to whom do I get the big boomerang? According to Rabbi Meir? Just told the president. According to that, sure. Or maybe even we have the same big boomerang according to Shah Kovin, a bottom of mayor. That's unanswered, told them to say what. There's a major controversy among the party. Major controversy. Some say that if the post is going only of mayor, according to Muhammad, you would get what? Then you have another fight. Fight amongst themselves. Either what? Only what? Come on, only Malchus or only Moment. But not both. No way both. It's a splinter coalition, right? Both, no way. One, yeah. Which one? Whoa, let's fight about that too. Let's fight, yeah, why they fight about this? Why they fight about this? The floor says you got Malchus only. Why? What's the head spread of it? Yeah, the reason why you usually would get Mammon and not Malchus later Zalman is in order to fulfill the Kasha Zama. Over here, they're both Kasha Zama. He wanted to give the poor Baal Malchus and Mammon. Now he got caught as a perjury, so he can give me the Malchus or Mammon. Either one will be a fulfillment of Kasha Zama. If either one, you go back to the old rule. What are the old rules of the Yochanan? Love the man and the son. That's our flaw of Malchus. One, see, Vegas says no. You get only mummers. Why only mummers? See, Vegas says, look, the Gemara of Lamed Gimel explains why is it that you only get mummers and not mummers by Adam Zalamin? But the Lavinay Astra. No, Lavinay Astra. It's always preferred to give the mummers, not mummers. That applies, that logic applies here too. Even we can give both of them to Torah's Kashazama. Still preferred to give Mammon and not Malchus, because Malchus usually is associated with us, all. It's a sub-fight between our Aflon and the Kivego. They both agree, it's a coalition, a broad-based coalition. Aflon and the Kivego, they have many other partners in the coalition too, I won't go into who they are right now. You can't get both. I told you you can't get both, and Vada told you. Tell us what the witch people know. The mayor is passed like some coming. Who can stand in the face of this powerful coalition? Who can stand up to two giants like this? Chaim Britzky. And the husband, too. They have their own little coalition. All for two different reasons. Rav Chaim says the following mahalach. What's today which also means? A person is punished for one wish and not for two. But what will be if one rish has two punishments? The Torah is mechadish that one rish has two punishments. So you say, how many punishments? Two. Al rish achat. Take Moshe Shem itself. What's the Torah Moshe Shem? Says, Yisrael saw Barshot the Mer Kesa. I in a lot of the Torah says. There's one out there, Sean had his own Shem on his wife, and I get her stone, right? Not the modern terminology of stone, but the old tradition of stone. So for that one out there, you get two punishments. That's not good day with Shabbat. So too, if I say about you, the Yeromoti Shem, I get punished for one Risha. For what Risha? For the Risha saying, hey, it's about you, if you're in the Yeromoti Shem. And the punishment, only one, only for one punishment. One risha, and the punishment. Yeah, very nice one risha. That one risha drove the Kasha Dharam on me. Yeah, so happened that Kasha Dharam has two components. Because I want to give you Malchus and Mamu, what comes back, boomerang onto me, Malchus and Mamu. You can't say, what do you mean, are we talking about Sama Chayro? Yeah, yes, you're crying. It's Risha Akad, Sama Chayro, two punishments. But the Tosha says, what a fine Risha. Tosha said, they meant it for real. I don't know what they're mayor. You call that balance, yes, sir. Ah, I'm going to say, in an average case of Adam Zonzi, where they say, go, we broke away, you owe $100. And I caught, the Uri and I got caught as perjury. Money or use it. But we pass, in that case, we only have to pay money, $200, we don't get mouth. We never said you should get mouth. We said you should pay $200. Now we paid $200. What if I say you're mostly Shamra? So I'm saying you should get two things. I say one statement. Yaakov's mostly Shamra. I can't. What do we say? By saying that, what can happen to Yaakov? Poor Yaakov, never. What can happen to him? What can happen to Yaakov if in fact the case, the conviction stands? You have to pay $100. I ain't gonna mouth it. When the boom runs back to Uri and me, guess what we get? Mom and mouth. I alone with the Shabbos. No! It's for the same Aveir, it passes on. We get both! Not to be compared to the case of when we say that your dole is high of $100. Then, the two separate Aveirs, it passes on, huh? And those are both done. We don't, we pass, we don't get both. That's the Chazanish. That's right. This is the prime risk to set it. Chazanish said it with a somewhat different twist, as Yaakov just mentions now. A somewhat different twist. It's a challenge problem. But now we said, Eidus Uri and I against Yaakov, we wanted to make Yaakov chayav on two issues. Let's go with the brisk murder, one issue, two issues. We want to give Yaakov twice over the head. Right? You want to give Yaakov Malchus, you want to give Yaakov Mamre. And we wanted to, in effect, take away from Yaakov, if you mentioned the same thing, huh? Wanted to take away from you the Torah's, how should I put it, dispensation, Rachmanis, of today yourself. If Uri and I, if our pastor would have stood in court of Uri and sorry if we got caught, you know, people are always looking at you where you are. But if we would have gotten away with it, we would have managed to give Yaakov two things, Malchus and Mamre. I could have something. You want to take away from Yaakov his Kibbeh Rishasa immunity. How about calling him a Moshe Shemra? Since he wanted to put him in a situation where there'd be no Kasha Dharma to protect him, when we get punished, that's what happens. Torah takes away our Kibbeh Rishasa immunity also. Just like we want to take it away, all parties of the Kasha Dharma. We want to take away the Kibbeh Rishasa from Yaakov. Yeah. But we wanted to make him tired in a way there was no Kibbeh Rishasa. So proud of Kasha Dharma to make us tired in a way there's no Kibbeh Rishasa. That's how the Chazanish said it. Different role. This is not for me, this is what I won't go into it. So we had, again, fascinating over here, the folks. We had two Gidol Elam who said that if for real, if he tells his wife, but what happened? You only get one. Which one? What is this? I flogged his wife, Malchus, not Malman, and the Kibbeh says Malman, not Malchus. And then I got two other Gidol Yisrael, what do they say? You get both, according to Rabbanan. Ah, what happened to both of them in the show? What happened? Why you get both? Forget it. So the Chaim says, today we chose this Risha Akash, but what risk? You get two punishments. But you would be Chaim. He had to also stay Rishiya. He gave him two cousins for one Rishiya. That's what Chaim said. A Rishiya is an Aveira. It wasn't Russian. Rishiya. And today Rishiya also, according to his wickedness, by measure. Well, this is different Mahalo. He considered it stay Rishiya. I don't know, he doesn't know what he is. Yeah, whatever it is. It's considered, he doesn't go to nuance. It's one of the, that's not near a truism. As of Piken, I wanted to get the Yaakov to take away from the community of Tiberius also. What happened? Right? That's what we call it, something says. The Mula or Barossa. Right? We get back, or we try to do the, we try to give him the business. Right? We get back to business. We try to take away from the Tiberius also. Take it away from us as well. So we and I are that with both mama and mouth. Yeah. Right, so we're going to say, yeah, exactly. We wanted to give him both and take away his Catholic, today's Catholic immunity. So in order for us to get proper Catholic on, let's be taken away from us too. But the Kivega doesn't just take a stand, it's sitting down. The Kivega is right. I want to put one right on the Kivega and try to knock it off in three ways. That could be a part of it. Everything has its own pattern. Today's pattern is not going to have the Kivega in three ways. It should not be viewed as the leader of Zul in the cover of the Kivega. I want to make clear. We started this corner and knocked it off in three ways. Remember that people say Yeshua? And now we're knocking it off again. He was talking about our favorite, Yeshua, a Kaya. It brings around, we feel obligated to knock it off in three ways. So let's just knock it off in three ways, and then we'll stop. And this is tomorrow, we'll continue in the Chazara. Now go back to the Rabbi Kivega's proof that what Tosin says, that you get what? Okay, when we say they only met according to whom? Only according to the mayor. But according to Chachamim, you do not get punished twice. What's his proof? Proved an often the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Often the Gemara? The Gemara you know already. Before that, we knew this before we had it. What's the case? Eide habal shavuzmu nerogin ve'ein mishalamu. What does that mean? Eide habal shavuzmu nerogin ve'ein mishalamu. The husband, the husband himself called the Moshe Shemra. You cannot be able to send unless you can hire perjuring witnesses. Right? So, the Yaakov wants to vote to on his wife. I think you have no wife, so I'm going to give you an example. Yaakov wants to share on his wife. So now he can't, because she says to her, she was in Severus. She just says, she says, Nara says, I'm a Rosa. She says, Zinta. So she's tired of Philip. They say, Yaakov, you're crazy. Your fantasies, you're hallucinating, or you're on LSD. Get out of here. Throw him out of bed. Comes out the next day, brings the Uriah news. Pays off $1 million a week. No problem. It's in his family fortune. His fortune gives each one $1 million. And we go up to Ades now, like, yeah, sure, we saw Rachel, Asus Yaakov, when he was down after the Ares, and yeah, sure, we are. Hey, what is this? $1 million. Why not? That's what happens. So what happens now, we are the Eidei Habaal. Then, of course, like many dishonest people, you get caught. You get caught early, you go to the gallows together. You get killed. We wanted to kill, who do we want to kill? Rachel. We wanted to kill Rachel. So, Pasha Zama. So, now you have it. But ain't on the Shalman. We don't pay that we wanted to cause Rachel a law. What law do you want to cause Rachel to fight for her life? Kubah. Right? The new to the organization. And you want to cause her life and a Kubah. So we don't pay for the Kubah. So the Kivagans, what happened? The person just put the Holy Spirit over here. Local the Shah. What's the answer to the Kivagans? No, it's what I told you all along. Post that here only according to whom? Come on, according to whom? No, wake up, according to the mayor. We passed in Nakhachom, the Gemara said, no, it's Nakhachom, of course. That's where Mickey Vega brought a rhyme. Interesting rhyme. That's his rhyme. Sorry? Post, we said before, post like a mayor, we passed like our father, our mayor. What? Really, the truth is the cohesion. According to the mayor, we're assuming now, we have to pay the money for the Kubah also. Right? Because we wanted to kill Rachel and then make it with the silver. Oh, slowly, you're jumping ahead. You're jumping ahead. So, hold on a second. Slowly. Slowly. Yeah. Well, the truth of the matter is, when a person is dead, you don't get too much of anything. But when we are saying if we would have killed her, she would have lost her life, and she would have lost her tshuva. What if she would have lost her tshuva? Well, as opposed to a case where she would have lived, she would have gotten the tshuva. Or you might argue that a Yoshi would get her tshuva. Whatever it may be. Okay? Your B'tivega's raya. According, if Tosin's statement is made even according to Shita's Chachamim, right? When it comes to the case of Moshe Shemra, what's the reason? L'mistavish lo yiu chayovin mamonu malzah v'chay gavna came into Russell l'chayv v'shneem. Here too, Rui and I wanted to cause Rachel a life in a tzuba, so should we also have her a life in a tzuba? With our life in a tzuba. Paying the value of the tzuba. Yes. Right, exactly so. That's in the case of a person who has a malchus moment context. Least moment, no question, you get least. No, otherwise it's great. You take my money. Huh? Pay me an effort to a push cock law. Anyway. The husband, huh? Sure, Yaakov is hired $100 to get love. Uri and I feel much worse than Yaakov. Yaakov can do it. Yaakov says, spread a rumor. It's Moshe Shemra. Moshe Shemra. I guess it's coming somewhere today after he's hanging on the wall. Moshe Shemra. We'll go into that tomorrow. Not now. But there's it too. Rachel is Moshe Shemra against Rachel. But Yaakov is powerless to do anything. A man comes to court and his wife is down there, throw him out. You're crazy, man. You're hallucinating. Well, he brings two Adam, cluster Adam, then. So of course, we better block the good one who actually killed him. We could have said Adam against him without you, Yaakov. He could have walked without you. You love your wife, you deny the charges, you're screaming, no, you're liars. And Rachel still died. You can't say Rachel, only the two Adam could have. Of course, we get killed if we're in his own. The Chotach Arab ruler. So B'ti Vega himself already says maybe it's not such a good right. See the intellectual honesty of B'ti Vega. Maybe it's not a right. Because when we cause Rachel her tshuva, suggests B'ti Vega, that's not a risha. That's a Davish also. Just can risha. You don't say that the woman should, if it would be a risha to B'ti Vega, then the woman in fact would get the tshuva. Because today is also. And it's not, and we say you can't give it for two rishis. He didn't hold up from a kind mouth. That's what he said to his argument is. LMI, she loses a tshuva memela. Memela. Memela, that's why Uri and I are popular. It's memela. Not that we're popular because No. The Olam, you can get both, even according to the Chachamim. You don't say Tom the Rabbin in any case. The Chaim says the Chachamim is, yes. In this case, why do we have to pay for the Ksuba for Rachel? Because we never wanted to give her a punishment losing the Ksuba. The Ksuba was only what? Mimela. As opposed to the case we say Yaakov is the Moshe Shemra. Then we want to give him meat, Malchus, and Mom and his punishment. Not in the mail. It happens by itself, it happens by itself. We just want to decide for him. It happens automatically. It's not what we want, it's not what we said. No. Tivega said, you don't even know who's coming around in any case. The reason why we don't pay for the tuba is because we never wanted to take away a tuba. He wanted to kill her. The man, though, when she gets killed, and she found to be in Isha Mizana, she automatically won't get the tzuba. The man, that would not be considered a punishment. Not a risha. Happens by itself. How do you suggest?
sworn to feel. He made his own feel. Again, rolls of proof. The Gemara in Eden says that Uri and I get killed and we don't pay for silver. Doesn't indicate that according to Chachamim, in fact, we do apply today, we shall also kill the Rabbin, we don't get both. The first say is no. We don't pay the silver, nothing to do with Chachamim, nothing to do with Rishon. So simply, it's just the devil to the male. According to Chaim, so they won't even do it. So it's passing them again. Of Chaim gives a chat on his own to knock off the Raya. And so the Blaze of Shach, if he started with him, he left everything, okay? Says a chat, I'll leave with the Reb Chaim. Because they're out of Chaim to Chaim. Let's first start with Reb Chaim himself. What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says, what you said before, Malchus and Mammon as opposed to Nisa and Mammon. The old Chilak over and over and over again. If it's Nisa Mammon, the case of Uri and I were being killed, the Nisa Patrick Mammon. Finished. It's Patrick Mammon. Rude Mammon, Patrick Mammon, however you want to say it. There's no way for it to be Shia Mammon. I don't care if it's 1 wishes, 10 wishes, I don't care how many it is. Only by Malchus the Mammon. Here the judge is today with Shoso. So today with Shoso is there, and only there was a Chaim Machadesh. So if you get 2 pleasures for 1 Risha, then you get 2. Chaim has precedent for it. You have the Rambam Minuchos from the Ila, you get Loka Mishalim. And if there are Maram Baba Chaim Adam Zahar, says a similar idea, you can be Loka Mishalim for 1 Risha. But not for Nisi. Oh, no way. But Chaim is evolving. Chaim not supposed to arrive at the Kilei is evolving. And you said before, who said it before? Somebody said, oh, Yuda. But Nisa Mammon is different. Nisa partners Mammon includes Mammon. Forget it. I don't care if it's 1 issue, 2 issue. Because once you have Nisa, that's it. That's been a long time ahead. With an hour case over here, with Malchus and Mammon, Chaim will insist you get both. Because 1 issue. That's how Chaim himself said. And the Blazer Shach, Shalita, has a different twist. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Aviyazi, it's quicker than Aviyazi, yeah? This is Pala. Moti Shemra, if we say Yaakov is a Moti Shemra, we say this, Yaakov, you're a Moti Shemra. That's 1 Risha, and we're saying 1 bad thing about you, and that's all. You are a Moti Shemra. So then, you can apply this throw as before, it's 1 Risha, and we get both punishes. Both Malchus and Mammon. You said about you, Yuri, that that's what you did wrong. However, since you're blazing shot, if we say about the woman that she was Mizana, that she was Mizana, so by doing that, in effect we have what the blazing shot called two mamas. Kasha Zama. What are we done? Some of them won't. Some of them have Misa, not Mammon. Mammon, not Misa. They're divisible. You know there are cases where she doesn't look good. How does it really give me a case? She was going to lose it anyway for some other reason. Whatever the case may be. She had no silver for that. I don't know, who knows what? And of course, there's going to be cases where she loses the silver, doesn't get killed. Whether they're, you know, throwing out, throw, whatever it may be. So these two are divisible. It's considered Shnei's mother. That's why you can't apply the principle of a time. Rishir. Only when we say Yaakov is Amat Shemra, indivisible. And it was liberty and justice for all. Is that how it goes? Yeah? That's a barita. That's not a pchina. But, so we just spoke about that. The Tosis on that Lama and Aleph and Aleph, but in the top, but Mikra is there, the Tzumra is there. Let's talk about that. That's a different discussion. I don't think it's just Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it would be against it. I'm not sure. I gotta think about it. But both sides. We'll have to stop here. We ran out of time. COVID shiurim is a very nice job. So I want to review with you. The Gemara never says that the reason why there's no hasra is because, the reason why there's no hasra is because there's no technical possibility to all the Gemara said, if you look at the two words, heida. Nisru b'hu emas, etc. The Gemara says, lav and ask on it. And I'll prove to you that there's no hasra. But even if you wanted to say there should be hasra, you can't do it technically. But it's not the pshat that the technical problem is the real reason why there's no hasra. There's a deeper reason there's no hasra. It's technically, it's a proof. Rosh Hashanah is the proof. So therefore, what is the real reason? So the Rambam says, the real reason is the fact that the nature of Avodah Zarah of Eidim Zom is as follows. Automatically, whatever I wanted to put on you comes back to me. It's called the boomerang theory. And I keep them low, and it falls on you what we call the Melech. So I eat Kazer, you have to be warned, don't eat Kazer. When I eat Kazer, it'll be a modest eating Kazer. When I testify that somebody is tired of guys, I have mouth, guess what happens to you, mister, when you turn out you are a liar? Comes back to you. Even though there's no outro. Comes back to you anyway. It comes back to you in mailer. That's the real reason, that the Rambam said, for the fact that Eidim Zomim have no skog and need no outro. That's the real reason. That's the real reason. Oh, so the Khan has to prove it, to make a statement like this, and to bring riot to it. So I'm going to mention some of the riots. Yeah. We have two questions before the comments. One runs against the Gemara, and two, what's the smoke? That was the Gemara, is the reason why, the Pashtus, the reason why there's no, the Eidim Zomim has to be no Asherah, because he can't give him any Asherah. I'm going to make a whole new reason. Right? And then what is his other reason? Those are two questions. So the answer is, as far as the Gemara, he wanted me to say that this is the deep down reason why there's no need for Asherah Eidim Zomim. This is a proof, payda, that cannot be done technically. But the reason to know why I can punish the guy with no Asherah, I said that's a deeper question. Dr. Ram might answer based on other sources. And the answer is that the nature of Kashya Zomim is not that I'm punished for the Aveir. Had that been the nature, you'd require Asherah, the maze is the whole story. But the nature of the punishment is Kashya Zomim is automatically boomerangs back to you. It's an automatic kind of a thing. Therefore, the halacha states that... if that's what happened, it's ain't no meister. That's what the Gemara over there says, there's no problem. That's what kind of Gemara Sanhedrin. The Rambam got it from ain't no meister, in effect, comes from that Gemara Sanhedrin. But the Gemara says, there's no problem because it's ain't yesh the Berea. The word that is, the word that is, yesh the Berea. The difference here is all. Some of you have the yesh of the I. The Rambam said it, it's say I. That's what ain't no meister. Sanhedrin, hey, where is it? I don't remember what Dhamma said. I'm not shocked to say. But if you bring me back, I'll try to find this out. The other Gemara says that the Eretz Yisrael is there. And Zalm is unique. And for the hour of years, I think I'm pretty sure the gift is printed in hours. Is the heat on? It's going to go hot tomorrow. Because the Gemara is there too. Oh, Sanhedrin, Sam of Ham and Bay, Shani Aden, Zalman Hall, the Eshin Berea. What does that mean? Aden Zalman. Yeshin Berea. The Rashi said, Rhea left the Meister. Rhea is no Meister. What do you mean no Meister? The Rambam does the whole Yisrael has this Gemara. No Meister means that the Chiyas comes from Melech. That's not a Balash, ain't no Meister. Atan, Rebbe Chodesh, very nice shot in the Rambam of Ayim Zom. This is a very nice shot, nice riot, etc. Fine. This is the Rambam of Gimel of Elam. Now the Gemara, after going into a number of digressions again, Hashra, Musul Adav Rachomer, Musul Adav Rakal, etc. The Gemara goes on the base, on the Gemara on the base, to go again through an entire discourse about Golos, about Hanani, Mishael, about Zaria, all very important. But we're going to concentrate now on the second half of the base. So we're Shlokas comes up with the third Teretz in the Sugya. What is the Teretz Hanani? I'll be Mary, which is Loka Mishalim. I beat Onani. We just tell me Loka Mishalim, Ilse, Mesa Mishalim, Leslie, what do you do? With Gunav, the Tavach, the Shabbos, the Din is Rav Meir, the Machayev, the Chacham, and Poetry. So what do you see? Rav Meir is Machayev. The Rav Meir, Old Meir, the Mishalim, and the Local Mishalim. The Gemara answers, what? The Tolmeach, Chayev, the Yachem. The Gemara is the closest, but it works. Correct? The Gemara says, on that Lamed Gimel of an hour. Again, yesterday we gave an overview for the shakra of the tie of the entire four blocks of ours. This is an amazing four blocks. Four blocks of one kasha. It's pretty amazing. Four blocks of one kasha. And, you know, you should be able to, in your own head, have the whole shakra of the tie straight. It's not so hard. There's like 10 pieces of information. Not every block, but you get the whole overview of the four blocks of ours. In the discussion, we move from Chovah B'Chavero, which is the main topic, so that's the case of the Seir Yisrael Torah, Chovah B'Chavero L'Tashlumin, that comes up over here at the very beginning, on the days of Adal, when the Gemara says that the Ula derived from Chovah B'Chavero, that is Mishalim and Elokia. Rabbi Yochanan is an exception. Not only is that an exception, but Eben Zalman is also an exception. There's nothing more than the whole digression by Eben Zalman. That's how one thing leads to another. So Eben Zalman, the question is, why is it that Mamon and Mishalim is all of it? First of all, what's the problem? It must be Lama Gimel, no other reason. The Lav and Ask are on in it. Why? Because it's technically impossible. If you do it too early, they'll forget. If you do it today, they'll say, right before, they won't testify. If you do it later, it's too late. So it's a technical matter. The Gemara says Eben Zalman don't require Ask. Rambam says, no feel whatsoever until Bezin sends his feet. Nothing, zero. No feel for Bezin sends his feet. So it's traditionally understood. The question is that really true? Is that really true? So once again, I want to introduce the Kovatsir and Rebbe Chama. Once again, he said it's not true. Really, a bunch of riots. Again, I'm going to all the riots. Right. The men of the mice are in some kind of field of business. Over here in Bay? Right. The Chiyav immediately from the Shas, you do it. Except one thing. You can't volunteer to pay it. Impossible. You can't volunteer. Can't volunteer? Because the whole purpose of Shas is a punishment. The minute you volunteer, it's not a punishment. It's not a punishment, then we're not going to accept it. Huh? Exactly. Moses is not tough. You figure it out, though. That's a good way out. Moses is not tough. A simile as those applies to Dina Nefesh. You can't volunteer to be killed. How does Mikhail Shabbos kill me? Can't do it. Can't. Then it wouldn't be an Onish. Not an Onish, it's 7-15. That's you won't do it. You can't, there's no way. Absolutely not. Can't do it. If I walk in, it's not labeled as a punishment. Because a punishment has to come against my will. Against my, without my participation. The minute I participate, it's not a punishment anymore. That's one of the times plus. What's that? Right, that's true. That's another reason. But both sides. This ties in. One of the rites of the famous of the Kibbeh. Everything we said was against the Kibbeh. This is the theme of the whole Chazar, being against the Kibbeh. Kibbeh was a global Hazdor. I thought you had mice in me. That shouldn't believe you. This is the scale that's gone on over here. I thought the Kibbeh, I thought Hakel is the champion of Elanara. He has every say the solution to the flow. Only thing is, they say the solution is flawed. They know they're against it. That's all. Here too, this is what happened to the Kibbeh and Makas as it happened. Kibbeh and Makas said he doesn't understand. The Gemara has him to set the Makas and I don't want to trouble him. He made him in Shkoga. It's automatic. A punishment. Because Malkus or Misa for one of or another has to have, you know, we say, you do the Paveva, we're warning not to do it. You do it, it saves it, this is your punishment. That's the chazah hit you back. But as well gives you perch because you ate the chazah. But over here, the reason if I wanted to make Uri get Malchus, it just drips back and boomerangs back to me. If you hit the ball against the wall, it comes right back. You say, but the ball isn't, no, you didn't give him a throw. That's a throw for a tennis ball. It comes back. So they're going to come to him zone with him. You said about this guy's side of Malchus. Guess what happens to you, mister, when you turn out you are a liar? Comes back to you. Even if there's no outro, it comes back to you anyway. It comes back to you in the mail. That's the real reason that the Rambam said for the fact that Eved Zalman have no struggle and need no outro. That's the real reason. That's the real reason. Oh, so the Khan has to prove it, to make a statement like this, and to bring riot to it. So I'm going to mention some of the riots. Yeah. You have two questions before the comment. One runs against the Gemara, and two, what's the smoke? That Gemara is the reason why, the pashtus, the reason why there's no, the Adam's only has to be no Asherah, because he can't give him any Asherah. I'm going to make a whole new reason. Right? And then what is his other reason? Those are two questions. So the answer is, as far as the Gemara, he wanted me to say that this is the deep down reason why there's no need for Asherah Adam's only. This is a proof, payback. It cannot be done technically. But the reason to know why I can punish the guy with no outro, I said that's a deeper question. Dr. Ram had to answer based on another source. And the answer is that the nature of Kashrus Zalman is not that I'm punished for the Aveir. Had that been the nature, you'd require Asura, the maze is the whole story. But the nature of the punishment of Kashrus Zalman is automatically boomerangs back to you. It's an automatic kind of a thing. Therefore, the halacha states that it happens even though there's no Asura. That's what it says. Now, this is, yeah. Yeah, I see what I'm saying. Oh, hold on a second. What do we mean, Eimba Maisa? One second. Eimba Maisa means, it's not a Maisa Vera that's Machai of me.
When I eat chazet, the maisa aveira is achilas chazet from the chayim yimalkus. When a commentator is almost not the maisa aveira of a eidus shekas from the chayim yimalkus. No, it's an automatic thing. I try to make you get malkus from the malkus, lies automatically back onto me. That's a var that my maisa aveira is leading to the malkus. It's automatic. That's what it means, animal maisa. That's discussing in terms of lav shengo maisa, you know, that kind of story. No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means a different vart like the lagamre. Now, what riots are there in this story? The Bachan has a number of riots. One is, according to this, we understand very well why Edom Zalman required to marry Bidin. Same as Mishnah Nakhon. And Edom Zalman has to Yigmar Zalatiyah. Why? So the answer is because, you can say this, trust me, but the answer is very good according to what we're saying now. If the whole nature of the fear that your fear goes back to me, if I didn't succeed in giving you or putting a fear on you yet, what comes back to me? Nothing to come back to me. Yeah, piece of verse. If the whole shot in Arizona that the punishment that I stuck on you, that I succeeded in having been and imposing on you, will now automatically slide back to me, I have to have succeeded in imposing a fear on you. That's a minute my name. Two. One day the whole Aden Zalman in Mamona. We discussed this also earlier. Remember the big Tosis? Is it Mamona or is it Snack? Tosis on the base of an hour. Kiva, Chachamim, whole story. How in your right mind did you say that Aden Zalman is Mamona? Mamona means you pay the damage you caused. Snack, you pay more or less than you caused. Here about it's more than you caused. You caused no damage. At the end, when the Aden Zalman are found out, that the money is preserved in a proper place, or returned even, and the end of them get punished. So I didn't cause you any war. You make a profit, you know? It's a good scheme to make a profit. Have someone take perjury against you, and then they give a cash to someone, you keep the money, and they pay you a double. Effect. So why is that considered to be category of money? Should be certainly not. There's a Bafana Tayyip shop. The day of old moments has fixed the nature of the Eastern is. That the fear that I wanted to put on you goes back to me, then, just like the fear I wanted to put on you is the fear of Mammon, the fear that slides back to me is also Mammon. It's automatic slide back. So we don't discuss what I'm paying more or less. Partially, it slides back to me. It's an automatic thing. I wanted to hide you, Mammon. To turn that I'm lying. Me and my friend are lying. So we have discovered that perjury is the fear which you had you with it, which is the fear of Mammon, comes now on to us. Then is your fear with the fear of Mammon, or our fear with the fear of Mammon? Yeah? Very good. Thank you, Bachana. What if they wanted to hide you tonight? He said, no, still Mammon. Why? True. At the beginning, they wanted to hide you tonight, so they didn't have the status of tonight. But once the Gemara's in, all knas becomes generic. In other words, the Gemara dictates that you are hired, you have to pay the money. Once the Gemara says that, it's a plain check. You have to write down on a check in payment for knas. Once it's already a Gemara in, you have me money. Why? What's the history of the money? History of knas. Berenson says you must pay. But once you must pay, then the mailer says you must pay. It's not no longer considered to be voluntary. Now it's considered to be a punishment. Now when you pay it, you have, in effect, been punished. And therefore, for that reason, we say that you have, you know, discharged your obligation. If you try to volunteer to pay, we'll say, I'm sorry, we'd very much like to accept your voluntary payment. We simply cannot. Because a voluntary payment will not be considered a proper fulfillment, if I may use that expression. Proper fulfillment of your obligation. To pay. He's not paying the Torah's owner. The whole Yisrael of the Abachon is found in the Rambam. Not in the Mishnah Torah, but in the Perish of Mishnah, the Rambam of Shvi. The Rambam says, all of us in the top of the Shemra ain't Mishnah. Shvi does not knock it off. Why not? Not the Rambam. The chay kenas the shachir akhlas of the onus of the father and Moshe Shemra. Ainu kishar kovo. I will hang. Hey, where is it? I don't remember what Dhamma said. My shot is taken. But if you bring me back, I'll try to find the Dhamma. The other Gemara says that the end of the Sankhya and Dhamma is unique. And for the hour of your study, I'm pretty sure they give the person an hour. Did he know? Sanhedrin, Sam of Hammond Bay, Shani Adam, Zalman Hall, the Eshin Berea. What does that mean? Adam Zalman. Yeshna Berea. The Rashi says Rhea left the Maitha. Rhea is no Maitha. What do you mean no Maitha? So the Rambam does the whole Yitzhak tomorrow. No Maitha means that the Chiyah comes from Mela. That's not a lot of shame, no Maitha. Akan, Rebbe Chodesh, very nice shot in the Rambam of Adam Zalman. This is a very nice shot, nice riot. Fine. This is the Lama Gimel of an Alp. Now the Gemara, after going through a number of digressions again, Hashra, Musul Adavar HaChomer, Musul Adavar HaKal, etc., etc. The Gemara goes on the base, Lama Gimel on the base, to go again through an entire discourse about Golos, about Hanani Mishol of Azariah, all very important, but we're going to concentrate now on the second half of Amud Bey. So we're Shlokas comes up with the third Teretz in the Sugya. What is the Teretz Amani? I'll be Mary, which is Loka Mishalem. I beat Onani. We can tell you Loka Mishalem, Isay Mesa Mishalem. Let's say, what do you do with Gronav, the Tavach, the Shabbos, the Din is, Rameyaz, Matayaz, the Chacham and Podrin. So what do you see? Rameyaz is Matayaz. The Rameyaz, Mesa Mishalem, and Loka Mishalem. My answer is, what? The Tolveach Ayaleyachet. There's a cluster that'll work. Correct tomorrow. Interesting question. Matzah for Marzutka, the Ika Midi, the Ilu, Ovat Iyu, Lo Matayet, the Ovat Shliach of Matayet. Answer to tomorrow. Iyu Lavish is Lo Matayet. El Mishum, the Tom Lai Bidder, Abamine. This is I told you, you haven't found it in Shas except here so far, right? This is it. Tom Lai Bidder, Abamine. This is special sound. If you get the more the greater punishment, and the lesser punishment automatically you don't get. So therefore, if I won't get it, my shliach will. I'll get it through my shliach. So Mark, how's it possible? So now, we should say, according to this simple interpretation, no. How can there be peace about now? How can there be peace about now? It's a process. There's no fear. How can there be a peace? Yeah. Before bed. Before bed. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam. Yeah, right. No fear. There's no fear. How can they tell me these people? Rambam writes in Hilchos Geneva like this. There are many cases in the Gemara about unresolved questions. We call it a bad law of Jesus. The Rambam has a cloud gutter in these cases. The potter, the impotent, lo matkina minet. See the Rambam against most Rishonim, for the Pasukon, not for now. That's a general principle in the Rambam. There's the following example. There are dozens, maybe even hundreds of examples of since you buy the Rambam quotes from the same stock. Perek Beis is the name of Yud Beis. The whole series of the Ibayah. Gonav, the Kotel, the Menor, Eber, Eber, the Kaf Bokorah, or Mokhut Mimlach, or Mokhut Mimlach, or Mokhut Mimlach, Eim, Mokhut Mimlach, or Mokhut Mimlach, or Mokhut Mimlach, the impotent and is it, ain't no seeing the other. That's Beis, Rechus Geneva, Halacha Yud Beis. Since the rabbi, you're crazy. Lo makabra li, the speech of Mahan Yebeho. Same with the Yosef Mashi Hizaku, and Korach Lachai Vela Bebezin, who was impossibly suffering. Zeh came into suffering, who has to make double as Dino. Impossible. How could pizza possibly work? It's an impossibility. It can't work.
But if there's no chiyuv, then no chiyuv, how can it possibly work? Says the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah seems to have two subjects. Maglia in one sentence seems to have two different points to answer the Rambam. Ain't the question of the Rabbeinu. I forgot the Hamadah between the Inam. We should be in Modi Miftar. Yeah? She came as a kofar, a bow, aid, and a visible. Tagi Bahop. Period. Now, sentence two. Ubezin who fire you onru, lo yadana im chayak and potter, anana magdinole, mistake of, the imtalka from Afghinimine. End quote of Bezin. He gives two terrorists. Second parish, the interesting parish, is that Bezin is a Gemarzim Yisofa. Bezin says, quote, full of quote of Bezin. Bezin Amru, quote, Lo Yadan and Chayav and Potter, and Alam Adbin and Lain and Sveikav and Tavad and Adbin, end quote. Bezin says, all that. Can't do it. If I walk in, it's not labeled as a punishment. A punishment has to come against my will. Against my, without my participation. The minute I participate, I'm not a punishment anymore. That's one of the past thoughts. What's that? Right, that's true. That's another reason. But both are. This ties in, one of the writers from the famous of the Kiva Egan. Everything he said is against the Kiva Egan. We have seen the whole Hazar being against the Kiva Egan. Today was the Drogel has door, I brought you in Mises and he does, shouldn't believe you, misunderstand what's going on over here. I thought about today, I thought Hakeh is the champion of Elanara. He has every say the solution to the flow. Only thing is, they say the solution is flawed, they know they're against you, that's all. Here too, this is what happened to the Gidega and Makas as it happened. Gidega and Makas said he doesn't understand. The Gemara has an assessment of Makas, and I don't want to go into the problem of the Gemara. Hayman Al famous is a world famous in Hashem. World famous. Shivega says, he doesn't understand why the Gemara has to do with a beautiful distinction. He thinks it's great. The Gemara tells us, on that pay, that if I say, let's give a chronology. Chronology of events. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever, every day something else happens. Sunday a guy does something. Monday, Adam say, he did it. Tuesday, they're who's on? The Mono Yusuf. Wednesday, all the Adam come and say, you know, they did it on Sunday. They didn't really have them done on Sunday. What's the difference? So we said the Adam on Monday had illegally testified against someone who was innocent? Or do we say no? But the mice said that he was guilty because on Wednesday Adam came and said he really had done it on Sunday. It was a distinction between Maman on one hand, with Adam of Potter, and Knat and the Fush on the other hand, where the Adam are biased. Tosfos Tilfus, why should we so? Yeah, any bishop of Hakira, give a technical answer. Technically, Akiva is an obvious, lovelish answer. Everyone knows the lovelish of Akiva Eger. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tell people the things of Grisha Bakakim. You know. Yes, if it's Mammon, then he ate him a potter, because the person against whom they testified was really tired. We didn't know it yet. He was really tired on Sunday. It's not. And the Fush is not that way. Why not? Why did Grisha Bakakim? What kind of. Give it to Mal, give it a Lamish up there. Lamotsu will not check this. And then you'll say, I'll say it's mine. But you can't just grab that. You're going to give it back to me. Then if you offer money, prove it. You say, prove it. You'll win. It has to be Aiden. In other words, if two Aidens see me, two Aidens see you grabbing this watch from me, I put it down on the table for a second, see what time it is, and two Aidens watch if you grab it. Right? Your Ellie and your Shua see you grab my watch. And then you'll say, but yeah, because you wasn't watching mine. You lose the day. I wouldn't bet. Pennsylvania. If you grew up in the northern Washington, then you were you and I don't want to move in front. So Ada is very important over here. That's what I'm saying. You must have like a befuddled in the first test. Second test should be the other way. Yes. Different story. The question of the story. Well, now that's a whole different story. One more second. One more second. And after me, my three can come every other minute. In other words, piece of work. That's a different story. But think about this. In the case of Mammon, the aid of Zalman and my partner. It's not in the partners they're fired. The ones who lied on Monday. What's the difference? Because it's a difference of the future of the Hashir. Because if you make out of the Gemara, look at this. If the aid of Zalman on Monday, in Mammon, they said the truth. Reuben's tired. He really is tired. He's tired before they walked in. When it comes though to Knat and the Foshit, they tell a lie. He's crying. He's not crying. I did it. Great. Not that he did it until Bezin says it. Nothing happened yet. He took a vow to get killed. Why didn't they get married? Why didn't Persians have shot in the Gemara this way? It's the Vegas famous question. So the opponent says, I'll tell you the answer. Because Persians tell that it comes to Knat and the Foshit, the fever also starts right away. Only one thing. You can't volunteer. You can't volunteer. If you volunteer, it's not a punishment. But the essence is right away. And if Rabbi Chanan was arrived from the Sefer Tzuvit, from the Ramban and the Ra'ah and the Sheep and the Beer of the Fourth Parrot, where he draws a distinction between the Chi of Knat and the Koshis on one hand, where the Chi of basically begins right away, and the Chi of Kurv. I'm only kind of terrible once I know about the Aver. If I didn't know about the Aver, I'm sure I'm not tired. So when it comes to terrible, the idea is Makai, as we know. When it comes to the Tosh, it's not the Ma'adin is Makai, it's the Chilul Shabbos is Makai, it's the Ratita is Makai, it's the Maite, whatever you did to the Makai of Tanaz, which is Makai. Oh, Mr. Fata, whatever it is. If a school bed comes to get and impose it on you, you can't volunteer. But it's not because the Bez is the Mechayev that created from not from scratch. No. Yes. Okay. The Bechon and Drive from the Sheep and Suvit from the fourth parish, the beginning of the fourth parish. It comes to Carvin, the idea is the Mechayev. If I ate Taylor the Shogun, and I never found out about it, I never found out, but I'm not no fear in the first place. But it comes to not. And Bez never obligated me not to try to know people in the first place. There is a fee. There is a fee on me. Aye, but you can't volunteer to pray. That's the answer. Because if you volunteer, it's not going to sit there for you only. You will not have discharged that fee. The fee is there. Yeah. Now, Bez says you must pay. But once you must pay, then the male, if you must pay, it's not no longer considered to be voluntary. Now it's considered to be a punishment. Now when you pay it, you have, in effect, been punished. And therefore, for that reason, we say that you have, you know, discharged your obligation. You try to balance them. Drawing out the Shabbos, the Tavak Kapol. Ma'adim. The Machlokas, the Shiki, Yashana, and the Rishon. My focus every song. Don't have the Shabbos, the Tavak Kapol. Ritva says, he's like, cause I have the Gonad Kapol,